The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Good stuff, though. God, I love Tom Petty. He's great. And also, we had a lady call. Brett, you talked to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime that happens again in the future where somebody calls crying, automatically put them on hold.
Well, she got off the phone. I mean,
yeah, you know, I know it was quick thing, but I mean, let's we got to do better at making sure that we get those people on the air because she called to say thank you for not making fun of
She said she'd listened to us a lot in the past, and we make fun of women a lot. And she's having a rough day today, and she's thanking God that we didn't make fun of women, you know, a lot today. And I said, "Well, hang on, we'll get right on that.
No problem. I didn't realize we hadn't been doing that today.
I apologize.
To all you dumb broads out there, I feel terrible that I didn't. I haven't met my quota. I feel so silly. There's an expectation. Thank you so much for not making fun of girls. Oh, Jesus, bitch. I'm sorry. I have screwed up the whole day. I didn't realize I hadn't done that. Oh, I'm not even doing my job anymore. Lazy, just walking through this thing. Anyway.
Pooned hanging around.
Just pooned hanging around with these showbiz. That's all I'm doing. It's pure good old-fashioned communism.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. I love that. One at a time, Brady. Well, I want to know now. Is like, would you recognize her name if she called back?
I wasn't looking at the screen. Yeah. I just picked up.
When crying,
we can try. If you want to go blind, we can throw it on there.
All the tactical black training I've done and everything else, I'm a sucker for somebody crying. I can't help but go, whoa, what's going on? Student drivers and people crying. Those are going to be the end of me. I don't know if you got my video the other day. The student driver going 25 on the 51.
Oh, I did.
Oh,
hilarious.
I did, Michael Douglas.
Oh, I lost my mind. The whole ramp. How come they find me? I have student drivers all around me at all times. This jackass was a hazard getting onto the 1 mile an hour onto the on-ramp, and it stayed that way, and I put my Jeep on the bumper. And I'm like, go ahead, hit your brakes. The steel in the front of this thing's going right through your Chevy Cavalier or whatever we're driving here. Little sticker on the side. And I thought, okay, I'm going to get on the ramp and get going. By the end of the ramp, we're going about 22. On the freeway, we maxed out at 30. Now, I could have gone around.
It could have been a love on the spectrum date.
Oh, well, they shouldn't be driving then.
They drive like they're on the spectrum.
And I lost it. I passed him. When I passed him, I just lost my mind screaming. Student driver's not going to have road rage. They got a teacher in there to keep the guns away. So they're safe to mess with. And then I got in front of them. I didn't get that on tape.
That's on the instructor, I think.
Completely on the instructor. That's who I'm mad at.
Yeah.
The driver's new.
You can go faster.
Yeah.
You have to go faster.
That's like having a person trying to teach you how to shoot a firearm. And like just aim it anywhere you want. Just start walking around and pointing it in the air. You've got a car on the freeway. You're in the game.
It's not a hall pass.
Look. Everything isn't, you know, the kid in left field Gary Coleman movie. You can't just put a child out in the bigs and expect him to be part of it. There's no. You got to be ready for the freeway. You're joining
the
a major.
The training wheels are off.
Yes, you're joining the major leagues. There's no time for your drills. I don't care how many stickers on your car that say "I'm new at this." Give me a break. Go f*** yourself. Go practice.
You pull over on that ramp.
Yes. You get out of the way.
Get her out of the car.
It was a guy.
Okay, get him.
Most disappointed.
That's surprising.
I know. Because most kids. There you go, Brady. Now that lady can cry. Yeah.
Get started.
Because like what Brady's saying, don't drive like a vag. Be a man. Even if you're a woman. Ladies, I highly recommend you drive more like Kim Petras.
Get them out of the car.
Yeah.
And you drive.
Yeah. The instructor in student driver's thing should be the one driving and just saying, watch me, and then do this. And if you don't, I'm pulling over. Oh, I was furious. But yeah, crying people, that's another one. I'm like, you okay? Like, I always ask because I want to know the story. I always see somebody crying. I'm like, is what's going on? Crying people on the phone?
All right.
Bring me a bunch of those. Right. But she was happy to a point of tears that we hadn't made fun of women today. That wasn't the reason why.
I was crying when I realized that we haven't made fun of women that much today.
How do you get to 10 a.m. and be in have such a bad start to your day that you're sobbing and calling strangers, going, thanks for you guys not being the problem for once? And then Brett said, oh, great, I'm glad we could help. Why don't you send me a picture of your bitch? Like, Brett, that's too far.
Is it?
Why don't you show me your space boobies? Anyway, it's 10 o'clock. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And again, if you're like me, you want to try to avoid situations that are bad. So crying people, student drivers. I'm actually doing what's called escalating the situation, and I most certainly do it with driving. I have a problem with that. And road rage is a thing that they work on there too, and their de-escalation thing. They have classes for that as well. And haven't done a seminar on that in a while, but they will. I had it yesterday. And not just with the student driver, but I got in front of somebody to make a left turn, very safely got in front of them, but I had to signal and squeeze into a spot, and that person went around me and then did it to me. And I'm like, oh, I see, we're going now. And so we were in two turn lanes on Tatum and Shea, and I was on the inside and they were on the outside, and my job was to beat them to the light and then cut them off. And Megan's like, there's someone else in the car with you. And I'm like, I know, and it pisses me off that you're not mad.
So, did you win?
I had to make a right out of the thing that was too abrupt, but I made sure that I did make the turn and could have, if time permitted, jumped in front of that person and downshifted with no brake lights and had them crunch into the back of me, and then it would have been their fault. I didn't do it because I then de-escalated the situation.
Yeah, Shane, it's John.
Yeah. I did it again. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm like the worst murderer ever. Shane Orlando, it's John. I've done it again. There's two dead student drivers on the 51. Turned into Paul Harvey. Anyway, you want to de-escalate your situations always, and you do learn that. It's hard. It's human nature to start getting all ramped up and want to start causing trouble, and it's also considered manly and everything else to stand up and bow up. It's not. It's stupid. And being manly in a dumb situation will get you with a bullet in your chest or a knife in your neck. Don't do it. So learn to de-escalate. They got seminars for that. That's one of the first things they teach is how to get out of these situations. And that's the smart thing to do. They've got a women's self-defense seminar coming up in the end of July, and it's open to everybody. If you're a lady and you're like, maybe I should kind of tune my skills a little bit. Boy, there's no faster way to do it than the 3-hour seminar they'll be doing late July. Check it out. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
If you could keep only one streaming service, what would it be? What's the survey question?
Got to go with Netflix because Love on the Spectrum just won me over.
Going HBO Max.
HBO Max is pretty good.
Sopranos.
You nailed 1 and 2. Netflix number 1 at 31% and HBO Max 19%.
The one I could do without is Fandango. And I've tried to cancel that like 5 times. And they just keep charging me. I called the credit card and done the cancellation and then they charge again. And so then you have to go through the rigmarole of that. So you have to actually go to their website, go to end service and whatever. Because I've ended it on my phone, I've ended it on the credit card and everything else, but they just keep firing it back up. Fandango's one. Hulu, I think I have no
Hulu
need for.
Hulu is third.
Yeah, I have no need for Hulu. There's nothing on it. I watched Letterkenny.
I like the Hulu because it bundles ESPN Plus and HBO Max.
Oh, I don't even know anything about that. I just pay for independent everything. And then Paramount Plus tends to be just for South Park now. Although I watched the Beavis and Butthead movie and I was a little disappointed.
I still got to check it out just because.
Paramount Plus had The Offer too, which was terrible, but I watched all 10 episodes. All 10 terrible episodes.
Woody Allen was on a live Instagram chat with Alec Baldwin.
Everybody loves those two together.
They didn't talk about anything, but maybe Woody talking about retiring from making films.
I was thinking of retiring too.
maybe you should from all the murders.
That's probably a good idea.
Evidently, it was a good safe space for both of them to be on there. Because neither one of them asked him about anything.
You say I've got a God complex, Woody. I am God.
Soon Yi is here. We're about to make love. Don't shoot it, please.
Oh, yuck. A sequel to Who's the Boss is headed to Amazon's Freevee.
Sequel? Streaming.
Yeah, that's how they're putting it.
Who's the Boss also?
Yeah, because maybe Tony Danza's in.
Oh,
Alyssa
it's
Milano's
the same
in.
Cast. I thought it was just like a reboot.
No, but,
oh,
you know,
no.
Some of them, the whole
Mona
entire cast
there.
Can't be
Mona.
In because.
She's dead.
Yeah, I know
yeah.
what I'm saying. She won't be there. Angela. Jonathan.
What about the little twink?
Yeah, they're
going to
bring
said,
up the twink because he's got to have a boyfriend now.
They have to be. That would yeah. work.
Hey, oh, wait. Not for nothing, but I could hear you doing Chocolate LeBaron last night in the room.
Tony, that's not funny.
Hey, Jonathan, try to keep it down. I heard you gagging on something last night. Did you need help?
No
that
confirmation.
That would be a great episode. Tony hears Jonathan gagging in the other room and busting to give him the Heimlich maneuver, only to be surprised that...
By he's getting his Heimlich.
Jonathan is already having the Heimlich performed on him.
Hey, hey, Jonathan. Hey, I thought you had to play baseball. Samantha, did you know about Jonathan's butthole?
So they're all in again?
No, well, no confirmation on Judith Light or Danny Pintaro.
So half the cast is gone.
But One Day at a Time alums Mike Royce and Bridget Muñez-Leibowitz are in.
Great.
Who is that?
That's fantastic. Well, good to know that those two unknowns are back.
Yeah.
Also, dude from down the street and a dude you saw at Circle K once might be in it. Would you, like, Who's the Boss wasn't that good the first time?
I didn't spend much time with it.
I didn't either, and he's one. Yeah, no, I mean, he's one of yours. Right. I liked it because Alyssa Milano and I are the exact same age, so I was a big time fan of her work.
But now you look back and you're like, oh
now she's bitch. Just yeah. I don't want anything to do with her now.
Not sure what's going on with Travis Barker.
Yeah, I don't.
But
either.
It sounded like he was close to death, but he was still able to tweet out "God save me."
Yeah,
but his daughter, Alabama Barker. Was saying, asking everyone for prayers, and you looked into Alabama Barker a little bit.
Alabama Barker put a tweet out with holding her dad's hand under a hospital blanket, and it said, please send prayers or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Alabama Barker, that's funny. But then the little picture of her on her Twitter, I'm like, whoa. Whoa. And so I looked up Alabama Barker, and there's going to be many, many
She's
men.
She's 16 years
She's
old.
She's just 16 years old. I told you, just blow the bloody doors off.
She's just 16. She is stunning. And she looks like she's about 30. And I mean, the best looking 30 you've ever seen. And she's 16. It's like Instagram's done a number on this one.
Doesn't look like too many filters. On
no. The- well, there's filters for sure.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. And then you're like, telling me your age. I'm like,
Yeah. You're like, ooh, look at that. Just
She's
kidding.
16.
Everybody has to go Michael Caine.
She's just 16 years old, Brett.
Years old.
I'm going to send prayers. Dear God, please lower the age of consent.
Sign Benny.
Who don't know what love is yet. Alabama Barker.
Alabama Barker. I think she won Best in Show last year.
Blackpink is the most followed artist on YouTube with a record 75 million subscribers.
Ooh.
Look them up, Brett. Blackpink.
The Alabama Barker
it's
is
the female
a hearty
K-pop band.
Dog.
That's popping.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're pretty.
That's not a. That wasn't
not
good
selling
review.
Me.
That was a 2 out of 5.
How
do
you like that?
Blackpink in your area.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up.
We're going to go to prison for looking at this.
Dirty. They're called Blackpink?
Blackpink. They have a title song, Blackpink.
Oh, that's their song named after them.
That's the one I heard.
Oh. normally have to pay like $7.99 a month for this.
Hello, lady boys.
Oh, my God. Four fastbacks.
They are four fastbacks.
Yeah.
That's rude, Brady.
Kiss displayed the Australian flag during their show in Austria.
Smart.
You
close
see
enough,
the Kiss letters up there in the background of the letters.
Good day, Austria.
And it says, we love you, Vienna.
Good day, Vienna. How are you going? We're Kiss. Down under in Austria. The flight was too long to Australia, so we're doubling down.
You know, Kiss has expanded their merchandise.
Yeah.
You can get everything Kiss. Well, Def Leppard's jumping in. They have scented candles and beauty products, and makeup
single gloves.
They don't have anything of the single gloves I've seen.
You
can buy one drumstick.
Bertie, when Paul and I sat down and did the finances for our tour, we decided as Jews to double up on Austria and Australia as the same show.
Starts with an A.
Right. A-U-S, close enough, we'll knock them both out in one, half the cost. Even in touring, we don't pay retail.
Kiss saved money.
Now, what would we do as Kiss? We would travel to Sydney. But as Jews, we stayed in Vienna and doubled it up.
Why hasn't Geico gotten on that guy?
Yeah, why is he not on there?
How can you save me money, small rat?
I'm actually a lizard, sir.
I don't care. The savings, I don't see color or species.
Anyway. Yeah, that's what I want next year.
The Alabama Barker is a working dog, found mostly on the highlands of Los Angeles.
And that's what we were saying. Travis Barker tweeting out, please God help me, and his daughter saying, say a prayer for us. We think maybe he was introduced to his father-in-law.
Definitely today's best in show.
Oh, God, is that real?
Hi, nice to meet you, Travis. Welcome to the family.
Hi, Caitlin. Oh, God help us.
Call 911.
So maybe already Travis has recognized the error of his ways by marrying into the Kardashian clan.
And she's the most normal one out of them, actually.
Well, which is, you know.
Low bar.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we're done. Larry's coming up next. That's puppeted by the birthday boy, John Gordon, today. John G. The big 5-0, but he looks like he's about 14. It's a great thing. He's 14 on chemo, but 14 nonetheless. He lost his hair when he was 10. But Larry's coming up next. You guys be nice to Larry. He'll be nice back. We're done. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. ericsfamilybbq.com.